Universität Hamburg.
So, then let's start. Dear State Councillor Dr. Pelikan, dear Professor Greener, dear Professor Sengstock, ladies and gentlemen, and honored guests, dear Professor Green. First of all, I have to tell you that unfortunately Mrs. Hertz is not able to join us today, but she sends her dearest regards. So, on behalf of the Joachim Hertz Stiftung, I would like to welcome you, and I'm more than happy that we're all here this afternoon to honor this year's winner of the Hamburg Prize for Theoretical Physics. And the winner is Professor Chris H. Green from Purdue University, West Lafayette, in the US state of Indiana. Congratulations. Some of you may be a bit curious or even be puzzled why we as a foundation support the prize for theoretical physics. So let me give you a brief insight into our mission. The mission of our foundation today is to advance education, science, and research in the field of business administration, law, and the natural sciences. We support gifted and ambitious high school and university students, as well as promising researchers. In all our activities, we stay true to our founder, Joachim Hertz, and to the values for which he stood, including freedom of thought and action, a sense of adventure, curiosity, and the willingness to make the most of one's talents. We, of course, attempt to focus on projects that ideally match our mission. In 2009, we found such a perfect match. We had the chance to support Professor Sengstock's cluster, Frontiers in Quantum Photon Science, and then became partners in LEXI, a state excellence initiative. The cluster itself sets the goal of combining outstanding research with outstanding work. In addition, the Hamburg Prize for Theoretical Physics was established in 2010 in order to attract top international researchers to Hamburg. And these researchers, they take up teaching residence here, they do research and stimulate the dialogue among researchers of different generations. On top, the cluster offers projects aimed at high school university students, something which also fits into our mission. There's the Light in School program, which allows high school students to experiment in the area of laser science, a project we are also very happy to support. We were delighted when the application of our State Excellence Cluster was successful in the Federal Excellence Initiative. In order to continue supporting the Federal Excellence Cluster, the Joachim Hertz Stiftung decided last year to keep on awarding the Hamburg Prize for Theoretical Physics. Here, we cooperate with the Federal Excellence Cluster, CUI, the Hamburg Center for Ultrafast Imaging, and the University of Hamburg. let me now mention two more of our projects in the fields of natural sciences, as you, Mr. Green, might somehow get a little bit involved in them. One of our major projects is the online learning platform LIFEY Physics. Here, physics principles of all topics of physics are explained in an easy-to-understand language, often with the help of animations and movies. The platform is very popular among high school students, but also fascinating for anyone who is interested in physics. In honor of this year's award winner, it goes without saying that the Rydberg atoms and molecules will have to be incorporated into this platform. In another project, we are project partners of the initiative PEER, which stands for Partnership for Innovation, Education and Research. Only 2 weeks ago did we award 5 additional PhD grants to outstanding future researchers in physics, chemistry, and biology. As these young researchers work here on the campus, you might come across them. Some of them are here with us this afternoon. Can they put their hands up? Not yet. Not yet. Ah, here. Okay. Dear Professor Green, you are probably aware that the Hamburg Prize for Theoretical Physics also means hard work. However, it will be fascinating and fulfilling. Your visits to Hamburg will serve to promote international networking and an exchange of information with the next generation of scientists and researchers. We are convinced that everyone involved will benefit from meetings and sessions with you, and some of these may even lead to long-term partnerships. Dear Professor Green, congratulations again. The city of Hamburg will benefit from the fact that you, such a successful scientist, will share his knowledge with researchers here in Hamburg. We look forward to learning more about you and the world of the Rydberg atoms a little later today.